שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור בנושא עבודה בדעת.
We are going to be in a lesson on the topic of work within reason and above reason. We will read selected excerpts. You can send us questions to kab.tv and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. A lesson on the topic of work within reason and above reason. This topic is a central one and the main one. And the change is the most important thing that we have to go through the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because work within reason means according to one's reason, according to his ego, according to his egoistic desire, as much as he's wise, as much as he feels, as much as he's educated, according to all of these things, if one uses everything that he has by nature, and also whatever he developed by himself in those vessels that he received by nature, this is called within reason. A person who correctly uses his vessels of reason comes to understand that he is limited in his senses, limited in his intellectual capacity, his ability to process the data that he receives from his senses. He cannot grasp the whole of reality because from one day to the next we discover through science or through all kinds of other incidents that we don't know a lot about nature. And there are such phenomena that we don't even feel we know nothing about. So reason was given to us in order to be as a springboard so that we can rise above reason. One who is wise, as it says, his eyes are in his head. What does it mean, his eyes are in his head? His head understands that you have to send his beam of vision forward. And as we say, a wise one sees the future, sees what's coming, or sees what will be born. He wants that an ability to see above his senses, above his natural limitations, will be born in him. Above the natural limitations means above reason. We know from psychology, even from history, from everything that we learn about ourselves, how limited we are because of our ego, the way it doesn't allow us to run away, to escape from our desires, how we're limited in our perception, that whatever we receive, we always receive it in relation to how it is good for us or bad for us. And accordingly, it is all distorted and corrupted and becomes distorted. We see a picture that passes through my ego. That's how I see it, let's say. So I don't really know, I don't feel the truth. I only know how and what I received, and also to the extent that I'm able to receive or perceive it, it's very limited, and it also passes through my ego, and there it undergoes distortion. And therefore, when we work with whatever we receive from reality, from the environment, it is all very much untrue, very false, and we see that therefore that we're always wrong, because each one is operating within his will to receive according to my reason. That's what each one thinks. What does it mean according to one's reason? He doesn't even know, because he doesn't understand what precisely his ego is deciding and why and how he is managed, how all sorts of qualities change within him, thoughts, elements, so that he thinks this way and then he thinks that way. That is, we are within reason, we exist within reason, in order to decide that it is truly impossible to keep living within reason. Rather, reason was given to us in order to come out of it, to rise above reason. In the end, humanity has to reach that. There are people who can do it while they're still living in this world, and they are drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah, because they feel that here, according to the root of their soul, you know, from within, intuitively, you might say, they're being directed from above to find and reach these means in order to rise from the limited egoistic reason to above reason, to a reason of bestowal, a reason of being above nature, above the ego, an objective reason. But to attain above reason is something we have to perform many actions for. And actually, this is all the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. There is the present perception of reality, and there is the true perception of reality. And the wisdom of truth, the wisdom of Kabbalah, is aiming us to that. If we want it, then we have to keep all kinds of actions, exercises, and that way, bit by bit, gradually, we acquire a new sense called above reason. It is according to the reason of the upper one. The reason of the upper one is the reason of Bina, not the reason of Malchut, a reason of bestowal, not a reason of reception. And there too, there are strict, strong rules, but they're different. They're the opposite. As it says, I've seen an opposite world.
And
the way to reach from within reason to above reason is through the reforming light that takes care of us according to how we intend for it, intend in action, in speech, in thought, in prayer, in actions that we perform between us, in everything. All of our actions are all in all, in order to draw as much as possible the reforming light. And then we begin to feel that, yes, we are getting a mind and emotion that are not aimed within us for our own benefit. Rather, suddenly I start thinking that, yeah, indeed, I have thoughts about others, I have thoughts about the Creator, I care about that. I don't care about the environment that I'm in egoistically. Rather, I don't even want to think about myself and to think about them. I don't want to think about my own benefit, but rather about the benefit of the Creator. Where does that come from? Such a thought, such a desire, such an inclination? I don't know. It is a result of the reforming light. And we need to somehow depict this reality where I am already in that. And if I'm not in that, then I will have a deficiency for it. A deficiency without a deficiency, and then a prayer before a prayer so that I will have such a thing. And by that, we hasten time. That's it. Are there any questions, maybe? No? Good. So let's approach the materials. We'll read excerpt number 4 by Rabash, What is Man and What is a Beast in the Work? Specifically, those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill up this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot. Again, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill up this emptiness specifically with exaltedness called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. However, they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot.
How is it possible to picture to ourselves that I do everything in order to bring contentment to the Creator, without feeling Him, understanding Him, seeing Him? So then, what does it mean, faith above reason, that directs me to do so? Understood? I repeat. What does faith above reason mean? When I think of doing good to the Creator, but I don't feel Him, I don't understand Him, I have no connection with Him, and I'm also wary of having connection with Him, and to have any knowledge or sensation of Him. So without any contact with Him, I'll want to do everything for His benefit. By what force can I do that? Please. Pick inside and look for an answer. All our exercises are about developing the kli of above reason. Please. Discuss this together as much as you can.
To poke inside, this is what I was able to hear. Poke inside, try to develop something. I don't know, maybe with the help of the force of the friends, meaning that we want to operate towards the Creator without direct contact with Him, without touching Him directly, but rather through the friends and with the help of the force of the friends, that they will give us the strength to rise above.
Rav, try to be like little kids who are trying and trying to do something. You know, a child sweats and tries and it doesn't work out, but he doesn't leave it, and then he gains knowledge and wisdom through his hands and he succeeds. So try to be that way. Go ahead.
We need to somehow, well, we come and we make the efforts to somehow succeed in connecting and finding the answers between us, specifically out of connection, not out of some brain that brings you an answer.
And the feeling is very clear that it doesn't come from me. It comes from the environment I'm in, from your influence, from this path. Sometimes you try to understand why you do what you do, and there's no answer besides, this is how we do it here.
It's a question that you can't really give a rational answer to. Each one feels it in all kinds of different forms. What works within us is really the force inside of us, the light, and it's better not to try to depict it too much. Let's try to make this precise connection to form.
Also to think about it, care about it, to disconnect from myself and think only about the creator and the friends. First, I have to reach recognition of evil, that any thought of self is doing harm, and disastrous. And really, you need the friends' help.
This force comes through annulment. When we annul towards the friends, then there is room for the creator, that we can hear him through the friends, so we can make room for him, and we get the greatness through that, through this deficiency that comes from the annulment and hearing the voice of the Lord within the friends.
What's special about the friends is that they can convince me that I live in order to resemble and not to be filled.
Yes, the friends are the central part in this equation. Seemingly it doesn't even appear in the question, but without this part, without the friends, it is impossible to do anything. This is the medium where we can express this work, and also to receive from them all of the power, the intensity, the exaltedness, and the examples by which we can do such work.
Rav, let's collect examples above reason and against it, and throw all sorts of ideas, thoughts, states of within reason and above reason. Let's see who can do more. Come on.
Oh, freestyle, let's do it. Right. Ping pong, if anybody has anything. Well, within reason. Come on, he said to do something. Let's do it. What's the problem? The beast listens, I hear, and I just do it. Above reason, I have no clue right now what to do. So.
Examples, thoughts, states, actions, within reason. I don't know. If I don't feel like coming to the lesson, that's within reason. Today I feel like it, tomorrow I don't feel like it. Things like that. Above reason means that whether I feel like it or not, doesn't matter. 2:45, I'm here.
Yes, within reason, you finish work at 7:30. Above reason, you come here to the telemarketing and you have an hour of doing phone calls, dissemination.
We all want to do everything above reason, but eventually, at some point, I have to make a decision to get up, to go, to move, to do. So it's always within us.
Yes, and above reason, well, is for the friends to enjoy, and that I will get nothing out of some action. Lesson or no, not a lesson, it doesn't matter.
You could be very angry at something, and above and within reason, and above reason you're calm and whole, and you're walking around the two states.
Some trouble comes to a friend or to a family. Within reason, you cannot justify it. Above reason, well, it's above.
Within reason, around this table are all kinds of people talking, and above reason, behind everyone, the Creator hides, and divinity comes out of his throat, and the greatest of the generation are sitting here in perfect connection.
Excerpt 45 from Rabash. What is the herdsman of Abraham's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? Specifically, through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would have no dissents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason. This is called, meaning even if it does not shine for him, still he has all of his might, as though everything had illuminated for him openly. Again, specifically through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would have no dissents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason, meaning that even though it does not shine for him, he is still with all of his might, as though everything illuminated for him openly.
So with what force does he go if it doesn't shine on him? Go ahead.
Through the force of the importance of the society, as much as one had prepared himself, as much as he annulled himself, as much as he is able to draw forces from the society, he is now able to go above his own nature.
The group works above reason. It influences the person within reason completely and convinces him and causes him shame and whatever trick possible, but it causes him to keep going. At some point, however, this true force is lacking, that which lifts you above reason, and even if the group seems too catastrophic and you still go above reason, but it's this inner force you need to find, not that simple.
Yes, maybe it's not even the group or anyone specific or anything specific. It is simply the greatness of the goal. When you get up in the morning, you come here, and it's clear to you that you're doing it because you're doing it for the most important thing in reality. Within reason, life seems gray, maybe even blank.
If it doesn't shine on him, he's not going, but thanks to the thought and power that the friends create, he's going even though he's not seeing.
Yes, this force that doesn't just want to be filled up or look for different feelings for itself, rather it wants to resemble. One doesn't have the strength, but he knows that this is life, there is no other life.
There's no happier state than this when nothing shines to him, because then he can break through. And he knows that there's a reason of the Kabbalists, and that is to go into the wall and break the wall. And this is a true gift.
I was very excited by what, very moved by what Itzik said now. This indeed is the essence of the spiritual life. The Creator is giving me an example how one word by a friend can lift me into spiritual vision, outlook.
Power that he accumulated before from all the preparation, power of the friends that pushes him.
Rav, how can we explain this force when we get the force of bestowal, the force of Bina, that doesn't work on my will to receive, rather on the point in the heart, and it pulls me forward according to a new formula, which is for the benefit of the public, for the benefit of the Creator. How can I explain this force that shines on the point in my heart and now pulls me, and it is now operated rather than the will to receive? The will to receive seemingly remains without being activated, and the point in the heart, as much as it awakens, if it awakens sufficiently, it can also operate the will to receive. But actually, for the time being, it is the only one that awakens. How is it that the force of Bina, the reforming light, the light of Bina, Chasadim, shines on the point in the heart and awakens it to qualities, states, actions of bestowal? Go ahead. You don't need to know the answers, actually. That doesn't matter. Rather, to process what you just heard. How can it be that we get the force of Bina? The force of Bina works on a point in the heart, because our will to receive is only rejected by that. And then, with the point in the heart, we start to yearn. How does it all work? Talk about it between you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we don't know the answers for sure, but even just to repeat the words of Rav, I see that I'm trying to remember in order to repeat it for you, and I can't. I just get dizzy. But in a simpler way, based on what I feel, is the more you make an effort in love of friends, and the more you try to nullify yourself in your willingness and your readiness, you awaken that force that awakens the points in the hearts, and it lifts us and connects us.
Maybe we can understand it the following. If we say it doesn't shine, it means it doesn't shine for the will to receive, and I feel darkness, that there's nothing, I don't feel like anything, and all of that. But still, there is something that shines to the point in the heart. So I do have this inclination, and I have to go somewhere because I have a goal there, I have something. There can't be a state of complete darkness, because as somebody says, if it doesn't shine, I'm not going to go. But it does shine to the point in the heart. There is this distinction, this separation, and we have to pay attention to it and constantly scrutinize it.
Yeah, there are basically two things that live in the same state here. On the one hand, it's perhaps complete darkness in the will to receive. You're looking at the actions you have to do, and you say, this is what I have to do. This is completely delusional. And on the other hand, when you do it, and when you're filled with this unclear joy that you're with the friends in the group on the path, it's this unclear thing, like two opposites living in the same boat.
From what I hear, on the path from Rav along the whole path, to understand anything, you have to go to the root. There's a great root there that emerges from the shattering. This is where it all comes from. And if we get closer to it through the connection between us, it just works. It's not something we can see in our ordinary eyes, but it just works. And the whole of life is worth that.
I really enjoy the stories about Rabash, how he treated his body from a side. You have to wash it, you have to take care of it, as if it's not mine. It's this temporary thing that I got, and I have to take care of it, and I only live for the point in the heart, for that light to shine and give it an awakening and develop it.
The quality of bestowal shines within the heart, and then a person really begins to replace his heart while he is still alive, as if he's undergoes some surgery. And it's considered that he's undergoing a surgery between the friends. He can't get it from any other source. Rather, the friends are replacing his heart, and this is considered that he's getting it from above.
Above are higher views than my will to receive. they come through the friends and the books, and we need to try to be sensitive to them and perceive them and appreciate them.
And when we do that, how come the force of Bina awakens us? It's really unclear. It's a wonder. It's like magic, the way it works. Excerpt number 46 from Rabash's article, The Meaning of Sins Becoming as Merits. This is similar to a flame that is tied to the wick. The foreign thought is considered the wick, which wants to install a flaw in the work. That is, the foreign thought makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in his work, in the Creator's work. And when he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but everything that the reason says is correct. However, he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now can he observe the mitzvah of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from faith. This is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from the foreign thought that afflicts him and causes him to slander and gossip and speak badly of his work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. This is called the joy of a mitzvah. Again, this is similar to a flame that is tied to a wick. The foreign thought is considered the wick, which wants to install a flaw in his work. That is, the foreign thought makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in the Creator's work. And when he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but everything that the reason says is correct. However, he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now can he observe the mitzvah of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from faith. This is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from the foreign thought that afflicts him and causes him to slander and gossip and speak badly about his work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. This is called the joy of a mitzvah.
We see from here that foreign thoughts, disturbances of different sorts, are a necessary thing. Without it, we wouldn't be able to hold on to faith above reason. We would have no need for it, no grip, no strengthening, no progress. Just as without a wick, you can have no fire. The oil can't burn by just fire. There has to be a wick in between, which connects the oil with the light, with the fire. And so, that's the only way to do it. Same with us. When we have received from the Creator a will to receive, as it says, I created the evil inclination, we have to know how do we use it correctly so that it becomes the connector between the light from above and the light that we can extend by ourselves. So every time that wrong thoughts appear, which is the wick, we should be ready for it and be thankful for it and know how above that wick, above what's wrong, that bad thought, I even more correctly connect with the source that sends me these foreign thoughts so that I will increase, amplify the light. So, complete each other in this portrayal of how the candle light works and how we can take an example for our work. Go ahead. You also need this in order to explain to the public. So, go ahead. And one shall help his friend. You can discuss it together and go ahead and be kind of warmer and wake up a little bit.
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. As if on the one hand, from below something is always shining, each one is on fire. And on top of that, we need to simply prefer something else.
From this whole thing, I understand just one thing, that if there's no resistance, actual resistance, then you got nowhere to bring faith above reason for, and you got no work. What's the light? There's nothing. Only if there's resistance, and a place that really doesn't move, that's the only place where light can come.
Yes, because we have thoughts all day, but only when there is resistance, then we can relate to these thoughts as foreign thoughts. What does it mean that they're foreign? That I have the other side from which I understand that this thought is not in the right direction, it's not suitable, it's not proper. If you have two sides, then you have this tension. You have resistance, you have a place where the work can take place. I don't know if it explains how a candle works, but...
Differential potential is the basis for our work, and we turn these insights and this work into something that we can pass forward. Because with my will to receive, I have no chance. Only in the connection between these opposite things, there is a chance to attain reality.
I had an example this week when Guy gave us a task to write down 2 pages. I feel on myself I can't do it. It's difficult for me, and I don't even... But, on the other hand, there is this thought that you cannot not do it, because all the friends are doing it, right? Gave you this task, you can't run away from it. And I was going with this for 2 days. Finally, I sat down some evening, and it just poured out of me. It was all easy and fluid. So, all of the work is in the scrutinies and everything, but for us to succeed in doing even a small action, we'll get help from above.
We say that when we light a candle, it brings light. I don't think we light the candle because the light exists. So what are you doing? What are you making? Our whole work is to reveal the perfect state, as if like put pieces together that show us the connected state. And we come together and it's like turning on the light. We don't actually do anything. We just connect and discover a higher state.
Indeed, we build the candle only in the connection between us, because none of us has these 3 ingredients, components in it. On top of the resistances that Oren talked about, we have to bring above it the view of the friends, which is connected to the true reality. And only in the combination between them, the beastliness, the earthliness, the nastiness within me, and all of the spirituality that the friends are presenting to me, only between them can something light up.
That's the whole beauty of the candle, that on the one hand it in the oil, sips into the oil, on the other hand, it's in the air. And that's where man's choice is, to either wallow in the ego or look for the illumination through the friends of the Creator that will illuminate all the filth he sees in reality and unite it with the Creator.
Indeed, I don't know how a candle works. When Rab explains how these things work, or maybe when he makes this picture, I don't remember. It feels more like walking on burning coals. Everything is always burning, it's hot, and you have to...
Rab, if we look at this beautiful drawing I've made, so there's fire, which already exists, which is the upper force. There's oil, which is our will to receive, the lower one. And how do we connect the wick? This thread here, how do we put it together? This is where our work is. How do we connect it to the upper force on top and to our ego, the will to receive, at the bottom? That's basically the whole work. Everything is given to us. We don't need to do anything besides just matching it. The wrong thoughts, the alien thoughts that appear, we transform them to connection between us, through connection between us to the Creator. The wick, which is what's wrong, becomes what connects to the oil and to the light. Go ahead, how do we do it?
Everything that we talked about right now, it's only in the friends and the togetherness that we can build between us, building this common masach that takes all of the states of that each friend goes through, everything that he brings with him, and it elevates this thing up, seemingly making this choice to raise it specifically in the direction of the light instead of keeping it in the darkness.
Yeah, this can of oil is filled in every one of us. We have this full can of nonsense and corporeal stuff. And then I look at a thought and I say, okay, this is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because it goes against this, the light, the fire. And now I dedicate it to the light through the force of the friends. There's the air that surrounds it, the wick, which is really without which you can't rise higher.
Yeah. In the source, it said that the flame of faith is rooted in the wick of the foreign thought. Specifically from that place, when we make an effort, we know that whatever does not bring connection, this is what we have to work on, to connect with the friends and to know that here we have a gift, even if we don't see it.
Everything starts from the fire. Our point in the heart is kindled, and then we're drawn here, and as we long to this light, and then gradually we begin to open this can of oil. And at first, we're given the example how to connect it. And afterwards, we only have our means, which is mostly the friends who help us do it.
In truth, everything in reality can be defined as waste, so long as the corrected state is not revealed. This is how it is, and therefore, only in the waste can the wisdom, can light of Chokhmah be revealed, only thanks to it. And this is the most joyous situation. Every time we discover waste, it's great joy because it serves as a kli. A beautiful kli where the light of Chochma can be revealed and give us joy. And all that remains is to go to the friends, connect their hearts, and then it becomes a flame.
In order to have a burning fire and great light from the candle, we need mutual guarantee. Without mutual guarantee, there's nothing that raises the lower things to the higher things.
I came today like a dead fish in, a pool full of some raw gasoline that poured over from some ship. And now by talking to friends, all this mingling, integration, I start feeling how everything is gathered, how it's all being weaved, how we weave between us such a week, and we unite this whole thing and offer it to the Creator. We want to turn it into a force that will move our request and shine through us to the whole world.
Rav, how does the wick work? Show us the drawing, please. How does the wick work? Connecting the force of reception and the force of bestowal. How does it work? Specifically, the wick is the soul. The force of bestowal is bina. The force of reception is malchut. What's in the middle, that's our entire life. How does it work? Talk about it. Look for it, pray, find an answer.
I don't know how the wick works. I don't know. On the one hand, it's not clear to me. I don't understand this machine, this candle, where on the one hand, what? Does one feel something that then obligates him? And I don't understand how it's related to above reason. I don't get it.
It's a question, how does it work exactly? But basically the idea, what we discussed before, that's clear. But how does it really work? That's the scrutiny, that's the place to understand now that we don't have that. And in order to answer this, we have to feel it. In order to feel it, we have to connect and feel it in the connection between us, which is something that is outside each and every one and comes from above, from the Creator, that force that causes us to feel this thing between us, and this wick exists between us, not in each and every one.
Yes, the wick works with this difference in potential that we talked about before. So down below it's stuck in the wind to receive, above you have bestowal, the friends, Rav, everything. And the thought is actually the connection. It's the place for work. Without this thought, if there's no wick, there is no candle. This wick, this thought, that I look at it and I say, ah, okay, there is this difference between what I want and what I need to want. Then the oil flows through the wick. This is how it really works. That it kind of pulls the oil up above. Something like that.
Yeah, when we add more and more, this something connects from the wick wants to return to its root and unify the whole reality to one.
Yeah, it's true. And the wick itself is also absorbed with oil. It's a part of the will to receive. There's nothing of the light there. But what lights up the fire, the light, is a request. When you are truly, completely despair, then you understand that no one will help you other than Him. Then this appeal, this cry out, is what lights up the fire.
The wick comes from weaving, weaving the right line with the left line, and that's the soul that has to be comprised of all the possibilities, and we can achieve that to the extent that all the states that come, they all integrate and come together, and that brings greatness.
Maybe the weak is also built out of annulment, when I always try to be with the group in whatever they're doing.
Maybe just to add something that is trivial, but this well-woven wick that is soaking in oil and is also in the air, it won't light without some match that will come and light it.
Rav, what do we do with these foreign thoughts that are the weak, for them to be as a weak? So that through them we reach the revelation of the light.
No.
Well, when alien thoughts come, how do we turn them to connection instead of them pushing us away from sanctity? How do we not just get this rejection, rather transform it into connection? Just like Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, all of that is exactly this candle that is in the beginning. First comes a foreign thought, and I turn it specifically to a good thought from the alien thought that is sent to me from above, precisely according to my situation. In quantity and quality, I just have to invert it, transform it into a good thought, which is for connection between us and to the Creator. However, the intensity of the thought, the manner of the thought, the character of the thought, this is all given to me from above. I don't need to do a lot. I don't need to do a lot, but only to, as we say, to invert it. And by that, I take this disconnection, the weak, and I turn it into connection. And the gap between Bina and Malchut becomes as hard as it is for me to bring myself back to the right thought from the disqualified thought. This becomes the force of resistance. I wrote down here like a mountain, and from that my intention is built. This is clear, right? That's how we do it. Okay, we'll keep on going. However, you need to repeat this sketch, this picture for the day. Okay? Excerpt 47 from Rabash's article. For it is your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the nations. One should tell the nations of the world within him, know that everything you say is true. Reasonably speaking, you are correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason that you are incorrect. And since the work on faith must be above reason, I thank you very much for your correct arguments that you have brought me. Since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect, then it can be said that he is going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him walk in this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. Therefore, precisely through the power of faith above reason, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within men. Again, one should tell the nations of the world within him, know that everything you say is true. Reasonably speaking, you are correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason that you are incorrect. And since the work on faith must be above reason, I thank you very much for your correct arguments that you have brought me. Since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect, then it can be said that he is going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him, walk in this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. Therefore, precisely through the power of faith above reason, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within him.
What am I doing when I want to go above reason, but I see no opportunity? Go ahead, and everyone start talking. Come on.
Dudi always says, and he gives us the example for the greatness and importance of the Creator. And actually, I need to search where in the friends can I get examples. What do the friends do now? What kind of greatness we have in the books? How do I use these forces right now?
I didn't really understand what does it mean there's no opportunity. I have a will to receive. It's always resistant deeply and diversely to everything happening here. So from that we can take a basis for building the candle.
And I was also wondering about this, about the rudimentaries. That's the default, that's the given state, that we always have rejection, resistance, something. I didn't understand it. The friends will continue.
Think always to tie to the Creator, to think about how I tie the present state to the Creator.
Actually, I understand the question really well, because there is a period which is not short in a path of a person who begins the path, where he looks at everything that's happening, and everything looks to him like, wow, and it's amazing, every word of Rav falls into the right place, and the books and everything looks so rosy and beautiful and nice, and there's no place for you to go above reason, because everything fits within reason, it's all great, everything is good, so you can't take above reason from anywhere. So it's a question, really. I don't know where in that state you can take it from. I think over time, when we work more, when we do work, we start discovering the above reason. So there has to be some period of preparation, and only then that black reason starts opening, which is against this resistance. Only after some good time it opens up, then there is room. We can ask from above for it to open up the moment you're ready. If you're not ready, if you're ready, you'll get it. If you want, you'll start keep seeing everything is rosy until the time will come.
Yeah, actually, Oren said it. We have to multiply the effort. If everything is good and great, do some more for the group. If still everything's great, do some more for the group. Annoy yourself a bit more and more, and then at some point you'll suddenly see that you have a resistance if you didn't feel it at first. So we have to increase the effort. Another thing, another connection, another action.
I remember for a long time I didn't feel this resistance. I was hearing Rav, you're not doing the work, you're not doing the work, in his answers to questions. And then each time, every opportunity that I had, just to dive into it, and then to see, thank God, the honey has changed into something, transformed something much tastier.
Yeah, I don't know. And there is always an opportunity. But you don't have to search for these opportunities within yourself, rather to do everything in order to exit.
Meaning, it's clear to us that if there's no resistance, there's no foreign thoughts, it's a sign that we're lazy bums. Okay.
Excerpt number 48. When a person overcomes and asks for the Creator's help, and he reaches a decision that there is a saboteur in his heart called the will to receive, and that he cannot emerge from it. Meaning, after going through several ascents and descents, he finally sees that he has remained bare and destitute. At that time, his prayer is from the bottom of the heart. That is, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he cannot overcome it. Although one can say that he believes above reason that only the Creator helps him, within reason, he doesn't feel it, since he knows that he himself made the efforts and the labor to obtain something in spirituality. But when one sees that after all the exertions, he cannot emerge from the governance of the will to receive for himself, then he sees within reason that only the Creator can help him. It follows that what our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day, and were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not be able to overcome it. He does not need to believe in this above reason, the way ordinary workers of the Creator who observe Torah and Mitzvot believe above reason that this is so, that the Creator helps them. Rather, those people who want to work in order to bestow, for them, it is within reason, to the point that they must believe above reason that the Creator can help them emerge from the governance of the will to receive. Again, when a person prevails and asks for help from the Creator after he has decided that he has a harm doer in his heart called will to receive, and that he cannot emerge from it, meaning after going through several ascents and descents, he finally sees that he has remained bare and destitute. At that time, his prayer is from the bottom of the heart. That is, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he cannot overcome it. Although one can say that he believes above reason that only the Creator helps him, within reason, he does not feel this, since he knows that he himself made the efforts and the labor to obtain something in spirituality. But when one sees that after all the exertions, he cannot emerge from the governance of the will to receive for himself, then he sees within reason that only the Creator can help him. It follows that what our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day, and were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not be able to overcome it. He does not need to believe in this above reason, the way ordinary workers of the Creator who observe Torah and Mitzvot believe above reason that this is so, that the Creator helps them. Rather, those people who want to work in order to bestow, for them, it is within reason, to the point that they must believe above reason that the Creator can help them emerge from the governance of the will to receive.
שיטת הרצון לקבל.
שאלות.
Questions?
What's the difference between the work above reason, the work within reason, and the work above reason?
Work or faith above reason?
Work within reason and above reason.
Work above reason means that we receive the strength, the force of faith, and are able to perform acts of bestowal. This is called the work above reason, because our reason is the will to receive. Above it is the will to bestow. When you receive from above the will to bestow, then you can work with the will to receive in order to bestow, like the candle and the wick and the fire, the flame.
What's the difference between the effort that we make to be in the work above reason and the effort that we make to enter the Arvut?
The difference between the work above reason and the Arvut. Arvut is the means to reach above reason in each and every degree. If you don't aim towards Arvut and connection, you won't be able to receive, you won't deserve receiving this force from above that will raise you to above reason. If you are not yearning for Arvut, you're not yearning for bestowal. If you're not yearning for bestowal, how can you receive the force to bestow from above? You understand? One is tied with the other. Arvut is the inner work of the vessel, and faith is the force of bestowal, the force of binah, that helps to build this vessel. We need to be in tendency to arvut and prayer, and then we receive from above the force of bestowal.
Rav, what do you do if a person can't use the opportunity he was given to rise above reason?
A person can't do it. What do you mean? An opportunity or not an opportunity to do or not to do? A person can't do it. How can it be? Can you be a bird and fly? No. Thank God. This you know. So in order to fly in the sky, you need the force from above. They'll give you that force and then you'll be able to fly. Same thing with faith. Faith is the force of Bina. It doesn't exist in us. Faith, this force, doesn't exist in us. Consequently, we have to receive it from above.
My question is, now there's an opportunity to make an effort.
Right?
And you're not doing nothing, but you know that this is an opportunity to make an effort.
Yes. And you're sitting idly by and eating your own flesh. Eating yourself.
What do you do?
Keep eating.
No.
But if it happens time and time again,
it repeats itself until you decide you can't keep doing this. Whatever it may be, I must do something.
But you want to do something. You want to work.
So from morning till night, like a soldier, you keep what's written in the book and what the teacher is telling you. That is it. Don't think too much.
The teacher says all the time to be in faith above reason.
No, he's not just telling you to be above reason. I'm not telling you this. Be above reason. You don't know what is reason. You don't know what it means to be above it. What is faith above reason? Of course you don't know what it is. So I don't demand it from you. I demand simple actions that as a result will bring you the reforming light from above. This force will come, influence you, and you will feel a result of this force. You don't feel the force by itself, but as a result of it, you would feel that, oh, I can suddenly think of the friends. What happened? I'm looking at, who are you looking at? I'm looking at Oren, someone, Senka. And we're thinking suddenly, yeah, I actually like him. He's a good guy. I feel like doing a little favor to him. It's not a disease, some illness maybe, or you're losing your mind. No, rather you distinguish a certain change in you. A force comes from above, and it's giving you such thoughts. From where? It comes. Like that, from above.
Rav, to be in faith above reason, is it an effort?
To be in faith above reason is not an effort. It's a result of an influence from above.
This I don't understand.
Faith above reason means the force of Binah above the force of Malchut.
But we learned that there is reason, what you see.
What you see is the reason, is Malchut, your ego.
And there's the effort.
No, you can't. What are you talking about? You can only cause to receive the force that will help you be above your reason, above your desire. It's the force of Bina. You don't know how it comes. You simply feel the result of it. When suddenly you, I want to bestow, I want to give. Something other than me became important to me, more important than myself.
If we're happy about the greatness of the Creator and everything, is that not an effort to rise to faith above reason? Maybe not an effort, but I don't know how else to put it.
We can only make efforts until we receive the force from above. Unless we receive it, we don't know what it is, what is faith above reason. That's it.
Kiev.
Yesterday, on the Zohar lesson, you said that in order to advance, we have to be ready to really invest ourselves completely in the work. This the wick?
Yeah, our life is this wick, but this wick is slowly burning until we finish all those disqualified thoughts, and this world is annulled and nothing remains of it, and instead we have the spiritual world in its place. That's how it is, like in a candle, like the wick in a candle.
Rabash says here that a person who already wants to work and bestow his faith above reason becomes already within reason, and he has to rise above it and further faith above reason.
Yeah, that's the matter of degrees. Each time Malchut rises to Bina, when it rises to Bina, it becomes new Malchut there, and it needs to rise to the new Bina, the next one. And that's how it works each time.
This is regardless of... This is a new kind of attitude toward the Creator?
Moscow.
Вы на семинаре задали вопрос, что делать.
During the workshop, you asked, what should I do if I have the desire to go above reason? And the question is, what do you do if you don't have the desire to go above reason? What do we do in order to reach this kind of desire?
If there is a desire to go above reason, this desire is already a prayer. And then I rise from one level of above reason to the next, and the next, and the next. And then I can climb the steps. And maybe the steps are small, and I don't distinguish each degree, but I'm already going up. It's a development. Whereas before we receive that feeling of above reason, even the smallest, then we have to perform exercises to reach it. What's the question?
This exactly what the question is, that what exact exercises do we have to do in order to formulate this desire? Obviously, we're supposed to have it, but what are the exercises in order to...
We've learned about it all the time. For years we're learning about this. It's love of friends, it's arvut, that we have to advance towards, connection in the group, mutual help, dissemination, everything we're doing. It's in order to awaken the reforming light, and consequently, we receive the force of faith. And when we have even the smallest force of faith, we begin to understand how the principle, how the principle of the candle is working. You know, the wick, the oil, and the flame. Candle. Is there any other word besides candle? Lamp. Oil lamp. In short, that's how it is. More Moscow.
It's not really clear. If up until now I don't have the desire to go above reason, because if I had it, I do already go above reason. So all the efforts that I made up until now were ineffective or what?
It's why not effective? It's a matter of accumulation. We need to spend years. How does Baal Sulam say? Even 20 or 30 years, a person has to labor in order to reach the force of faith. And later, it begins to work with the force of faith. And I don't think it's 30 years. Today, it's 20, 15. Nevertheless, that's how it is. I'm not hiding this, just like he's not hiding it. And I don't want to say, like Menachem Edelstein told me, in two weeks, you're going to be there, no worries. He thought I would forget about it after 2 weeks. So, we have to prepare for the path, and it's certain that we're now at the threshold of entering. But we can spend another year here, maybe not two, but we must push ourselves. That's why I'm applying some pressure. But how much can I pressure?
Hello, Rav. The question is, in this process, the integration of the attachment of the big force to the wick, and the attempt to try and reach faith above reason. What exactly is it? What helps the smaller desire attach to the bigger desire?
We can say, explain how that, how by the resistance we increase, the light. On the one hand, as if the resistance is negative, it's rejection. On the other hand, if you have it and you're using it, and there's current that's passing through the resistance, you have more power that's revealed. It's a thing and it's opposite that we have here. We'll learn how to do it. Anyone who understands electricity, how electricity works, he knows that's the law. The more resistance in the wick, and we receive these disturbances gradually, more and more and more, then accordingly, the greater the resistance, we have to overcome these disqualified thoughts, but as a result, we have a greater result, a greater current, greater voltage appears. Well, between Bina and Malchut, the difference, that's what this resistance is depicting to us. And it's expressed in the intention. How much Malchut wants to resemble Bina? Plovdiv.
What are alien thoughts? How do we feel them?
Foreign thoughts are thoughts that don't fit a Kabbalist. Meaning, those, in truth, they awaken in a Kabbalist, so he would rid himself of those, or more correctly, rise above them. These thoughts are called foreign thoughts.
Новосибирск.
Ну то, Раф, а почему свет, он как тьма для меня?
Why is the light for me is like darkness? It feels like death. And the doctor says that you have something inside yourself and you have to undergo surgery. But I don't feel that. Where will I take the faith from to lay down on the operation table? I've as if absorbed all the oil, but I'm afraid of lighting myself, being
whatever we receive from above, we have to ascribe to the Creator and believe that this is everything as part of the spiritual path. In the corporeal work, if we think we have a problem, we have to go to even two or even three doctors, not just one doctor. Whether you go to one, you go to the second one, you choose among them who's more, who's less, and even see the third one. If two out of three doctors say they need something, then you do it. Talin?
Rav,
what is a source text?
Is it something that you derive knowledge from and a new perception in life or energy?
Both. Okay, we're going to